Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for His grace and how He watches over us. He blesses us in every possible way that there is. He loves us and He cares about us. He's concerned about us. He knows who we are. He knows where we are, where we're going, and what we're capable of. The Lord believes in His people just like He wants us to believe in Him. The Lord believes in you. He knows what you can do in Him. He knows the limits of what you can do of yourself. And He knows how much greater you can do as you have faith in Him, believing Him, taking Him at His word. Remember, the work of God, the salvation of mankind, is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So it is with your healing process. We come to the Lord from our background, the way we are, the way we understand. We believe on Jesus Christ against all challenges. And a healing process begins in us. He already did the work long before we came about. 2,000 years ago, He finished the work. And from the time of the garden, God promised man the seed of woman, that He would crush Satan's head and Satan and the snake would bruise his heel. So that's what happened. God loves us. Jesus Christ, He came and did His part. We believe on Him. We go forward from that point. And I thank the Lord for all that He's doing in our lives. He's always up to something good. So our healing process is by His Spirit. And a thought came to me as I was preparing a radio broadcast. When we receive the Word of God on the inside, we may not understand it all, but when we receive it, the Holy Spirit can enlighten us to the perfect translation of the Word of God. And I call that the spirit of the Word, the intended truth, the intended meaning, when the Holy Spirit first revealed it to mankind. And holy men of God wrote it down, and now we read it. That's where our faith comes from. So every believer has the measure of faith from the time they first got saved. And as the word that we receive increases our faith, it gives us new vision, greater abilities in the Lord. And the Lord gives us much understanding from the word that we receive, that we hear, that we take time to receive in our hearts. So whatever you're battling, whatever problem you have, don't focus on the misery of the problem. Don't focus on the things that bother you. Focus on the Lord. Look at Him. Focus on what His word is saying to you. And something's going to happen. The Holy Spirit has something to work with. He has something to train you by. He has something that He can speak to you with. And He can give you understanding and greater knowledge in Him. As we take Him at His word, we enjoy the process of our salvation. And I say the process of our salvation. It's not that we're entering the kingdom of God. We've gotten saved. We're in the kingdom of God. And now we're undoing what's been done. We're gaining new knowledge, new vision, new understanding of God that we didn't have before. And that's by the Spirit as well. Just like our ministry is by the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way it'll work. So it is with our lives. And we learn to live by our faith. We learn to trust God and take him at his word. So if I struggle to learn and grow and change and repent, that's the hard way. But if I fill my heart with the love of God and his kindness and his charity, then the Lord helps me to master whatever's been bothering me. He'll give me wisdom and understanding to gain new ground in life. And I start winning. That's how we do it. We learn to win in life. Now, some things you're going to have to learn and master personally in order to further the ministry that God has graced you with. Remember, we bear fruit after our kind. So the more we grow, just like with our children, the more our children will see the truth of God's word, the more they'll heal, the more they'll adapt to the things of God. Because if we're faithful in our heart, they receive training to be faithful in their heart. And God is good. His grace endures. It's awesome. If we do it in our strength, if we try to grow in our strength and according to our understanding, it's different. But when you do it by the Spirit, it's better. I want to explain this perfect. When you're looking at the Lord, you can walk on water. When you're looking at the problem, you sink. When you're looking at the Lord and you're receiving his word, it's easy. You know, driving a car is the same way. If you look way down the road, you drive smoother than if you're looking a few feet ahead. Because you're trying to make sure you not stray off. But when you're looking way down the road, you make automatic adjustments. And it's different. It's better. And when you're looking at the Lord, you're trusting him and his guidance. And you're receiving knowledge and understanding from the Holy Spirit. Because you yielded to him. See, your focus, the problems in life, they come to distract you. They give you distractions. They steal your attention. And it's not the same then. But when we go forward in the Lord, we do greater and greater and greater. When we focus on him, we can do what we normally could not do. And he makes things plain. And then he gives us instructions. Now that's when it really gets interesting. When the Lord gives us instructions, then we can take what's ours. We can take our place in life. We can do the greater works because we have insight. Now the anointing is different. You already have God's ability to perform under the anointing. That's not really something people can train you for. But the way we grow enhances it. Because the fruit that we bear is based on us. And also what they see as we operate under the anointing. A man can be anointed, and if he's not faithful under the anointing, the people that are raised under his ministry, they won't be faithful under the anointing either, unless they look to the Lord and overlook him. And everybody's required to do that. We're supposed to overlook our leaders and look unto Jesus. Our leaders are there, and people that God put in our lives to help us, they're there to help us. They're like coaches. But Jesus is the prize. Living like Jesus is the prize. Doing the works of God is the prize. But if I try to be just like my pastor, then I'm not going to fulfill what God wants me to do. Because every assignment is different. But if I do what, if I grow and come to understanding and cooperate and be faithful in his ministry and do what I should do, then the Lord will, he'll give me my own unique plan. That's how it's supposed to be. And that part in itself is easy. But personal growth, that requires your faith. You have to believe in what God is doing in you. But being focused is the key. That helps you to remain subject to the Holy Spirit. Because you're looking at the Holy Spirit. You're looking at Jesus. And you're not looking at others. You're looking at him and what he said. And you learn to master whatever was bothering you. You learn to master your troubles. You learn to master your situations and manage your life according to the Word of God. We're supposed to govern our lives according to the Word of God. And we grow faster. Now, the faster we grow, the faster those who look to us will grow. Everybody the Lord sends us to be a blessing to serve. We're serving them. They see us, and then the work of God has a vision of its own. And they see vision. They gain a new vision as they see the Lord's hand to work in our lives. And it's imparted to them. And sometimes the gifts that God has given us can be imparted to them. And you'll notice the same gifts you operate in, they'll operate in. But all that's governed by the Holy Spirit. The Lord gave me 3 gifts: prophetic utterance, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. And they continually operate in my ministry. Now, the word of knowledge, he never gave me that gift. But he speaks a word of knowledge to me, and then he gives, my assignment is to speak a word of wisdom or prophetic utterance. And sometimes the Lord has shown me the situation. And we just covered how we're looking at also the way that the Holy Spirit spoke to the 7 churches, and we made it to Pergamos. And we're going to continue there. As he leads, we're going to continue with it. But as we in our personal lives, as we grow, never put pressure on yourself to grow. Just look to the Lord. Speak. If you don't know what to do, speak that you do know what to do. Speak it by faith, because Paul said, "I can do all things." And this helps you to be attentive when the Holy Spirit has something to say that you need. Charles Capps used to say that it won't happen because you say it, but saying it is involved with working it. And the course of our lives is put together by what we say. When sometimes you have to determine to learn from the Holy Spirit. You have to change some things so that you can. Being a student, you have to. I used to use my faith to have a student's attitude. Now, in high school and grade school, I didn't have the best student attitude. But when it came to the Lord, I became a student. And I would study the Word to no end. I would always study the Word of God because I loved Him and I wanted to represent Him. He was so good to me, I wanted to represent Him right to others. And I found it to be a challenge. Because when people love the world, that's what they're looking at. Their focus is not on God. And so when you tell them something about the Lord, it's not something that they had in mind. But when you show them the love of God, and if they keep playing with the world, they're going to get in trouble. And they're going to need some help. And they're going to want help more than their love for the world. And they remember that you love God. And when God give you a word, they'll hear it because you develop rapport with them. They saw you operate in the kindness and wisdom of God. They know that you care about them. But they have opinions too. They say, well, Christians, they want me to be like them. They're judging me. That's not true. We don't judge folks. We're just trying to help. We try to help people come out of misery. Now, sin comes to them in stages. At first, it's exciting. And then it gets elusive and it gets boring. And they're really not satisfied. And they're really not happy either. And then it caused problems. And all the while it was hardening their heart against God so that they can't get no help. So people who trust sin, they become very frustrated in life. And they don't know why. And in order to do better, they think they gotta do more of what they're doing. And they go out and get in more debt. They buy more things and they can't enjoy any of it. Any of it. You would think a millionaire would just buy something nice. He can't. And then just sit back and enjoy it. Play God. He can't. He's driven to darkness. If you don't solve the God problem, you will be driven to darkness. And that's, if you study Isaiah chapter 8, it explains it. The people wouldn't reject the witches and the soothsayers. And because they didn't trust God, they were driven to darkness. They didn't know what to trust. They were confused. And they try to be, people try to be happy. They don't really go out and say, well, decide, well, I'm on the side. I'm not gonna trust God, and I'm just gonna go out and have fun and be a devil. Most people are not that drastic. They're just trying to live and have a good time, and they just want a happy life. And they excuse themselves to do things that they know God don't want them to do, but they never think about why should I not do it. What's going to happen if I do? What is the end game of this sin of our life? They don't think that far ahead. They think that God is trying to take something from them. And they don't know that God already knows that the end game of their sin is their death and their demise. And it's going to steal all the satisfaction right out of their life. And they don't know that. And nobody explained it to them good. And even if they did, it's not real yet. Because Ecclesiastes say, who can show a man the end of a thing from the beginning? You know, convincing people the end game is not easy. And it takes a long time for sin to take you out. But see, along the way, it's stealing something from you. You're growing weaker and your heart's growing gradually harder against God. So that when the truth comes, you'll have a counter. And you'll think you're justified. And it'll seem so true. And you'll think, you know, the enemy will have you looking at God like a fictional character. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're dead. And he's not a fictional character, and neither is Satan. And you got an eternity to deal with. And then you'll start realizing you were deceived. But along the course of your life, when the Lord sent people to help, sometimes people, when they receive the word of God, they come out of darkness. And remember, it's all, even salvation is by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people, their heart is at a point they can receive. And the Lord will set people, he will set you up to say the right thing. Now, on the outside, they look bad. They look like they'll never believe on Jesus Christ. And you may remember what they said in the past, but you have to trust the Holy Spirit, and you have to pray for people, because God is not against them. He's for them. Now, what has to happen is they're going to have to come to the point that they can trust God, and only the Lord can see what's in their heart. And when he detect that they'll receive and he give you instruction, don't be lazy about helping people understand. And they may be embarrassed because God sent you to say something to them. But most of the time, people appreciate it. They know that you care about them. And it amazes, you know, it's like God took time and recognized them. And it's a blessing. And the Lord does it at the right time. And that's when it works. And remember, God is looking. He notices people. He sees their heart. He told me a long time ago, when I in the early 90s, he said, when you minister, don't look at people at their outer response. Look at, I'm speaking to them in their heart. I'm not talking to their mind. I'm not talking to their brain. I'm speaking to them in their heart. So when the Lord is working with people, He'll show you what to say, but he's speaking to their heart, from heart to heart, from God's heart, the Holy Spirit, to their heart, the human spirit. And that's where the word grows. And we need the word, we need them to hear it so the word can grow before they die. And usually the Lord, you know, when the Lord do something, he does it in time for them to make a sober choice so that they can miss the misery that's coming upon them. And also so that their lives can heal. He wants them to, remember, God loves the worst sinner just like he loves you. See, man get hung up on performance and what they're doing, what they're not doing, how they think. Christians get offended at sinners. You don't have to get offended at sinners. I know that people vex your spirit. But what, I mean, without Jesus Christ, what else are they going to do? How did we act when we were sinners? I was not always a Christian. I know how it is. I know what it's like to be disconnected from God. It don't compare. It's no fun compared to the joy that I enjoy now. And I know that they don't know that. And there's nothing in the world. See, they don't know what to expect. They don't know what it's like to be in God's presence. Even in church, when they see people shout, those people are overwhelmed with the presence of God most of the time. And they react. And some people want people to think that they're overwhelmed and they react. But there are people who, you know, in the presence of God, something's going to happen. People fall out. People run. They jump. They shout. They can't compose their speech sometimes. It's fun. It's no different when a man go get drunk, except for it's good. When people get drunk, they feel good. If they fall, they're not even in pain till the next day. They think they're having a good time. But see, even being drunk don't compare to life in the Holy Spirit. And there's nothing in this world that they can identify it by. But God is good, and he thinks of everything, and he knows what he's doing. He's got a lot to do, and he's going to use people mightily, and he's going to don't be shocked when God uses you mightily. Some things he do can surprise you, but it's going to be good. He's speaking to people in their heart, the real them. And they may have offended, they may have done crazy things, but people get to a point where sin gets old, when they start wondering about God privately. And I know that with men, the Lord will have me to say things to men more privately than openly. Because people like to have a handle on things. And the things of God, you can't, there's nothing in this world that could compare to it. And men like to be seen as being alpha. They like to be seen as being in charge, cool, calm, collected. And especially around women, they act totally different around women. They want to look good. They want to look like they know what they're doing. But see, with God, that's something that they're not familiar with. It's not that they're always drawing back because they're evil. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what it's like to follow God. They don't know what God, they know that God wants them to be good, and they don't think they can be good. But even out what I'm saying, the theme of this broadcast is, even your righteousness is by the Holy Spirit. Now, you were changed in salvation, but we grow from glory, and even that is not by might nor by power. That's by the Holy Spirit too. Now, some people, they do all kind of things to keep from sinning. Some people try to hide in church. And they, you know, when we were, when we first got saved, me and some of the guys at church, on Friday night, when a lot of young men go get in trouble, we would go clean the church up, which was great. But you don't have to clean up a church just to stay out of trouble. That was good, and it was necessary. Sometimes when you, until you're trained right, there are things you can do that will help you go forward. So we just, we were free. We didn't have church that night, so we just cleaned the church up. And God blessed us for it. But I eventually had to learn, how do I stand? And that was by the Holy Spirit. And He taught me principles. I've shared about it on another broadcast. But when He taught me how to love, it made everything easy. First, I learned how to love. I asked Him in detail, how do I love your people? How do Thurston do it? How can I do this, Lord? And He taught me things about love, things about people. And I combined it with faith. I used to speak that I love His people. All of His people, people of every color. And I started forgiving people that had greatly offended me. And I started with the worst. And anybody that, all the people that lied to me on my job, I pray for them and their family. I would, I made sure that there was no animosity that the enemy could use. And I learned something valuable. People are not going to do you right because they can't. If they were groomed in the world, and they're governed by the world, they can't do you like God will do you. It's impossible. But if you're kind to them, you're setting a new pace. You're giving them new vision. You're showing them a better way. You're representing God. And whatever we do, we need to do it by the Holy Spirit. Jesus once said, when you go before the magistrates and when you go before the judge, don't say anything. Speak what the Lord gives you. See, if you learn to operate by the Holy Spirit, then you're gonna always win. Only the Lord know how to speak. You can get in an argument, and that's not gonna work. You can try to convince people, that won't work either. But I've noticed in confrontations and in situations, the Lord would give me what to speak, and it will solve doubts, and it would cause people to think. And they'll stop seeing me as a threat. And then the wisdom of God was able to be revealed. And that's what we got to get back to. And that's what I want us to do. That's the way it should be. Because God loves us, and his love reaches out. By his Spirit we grow. By his Spirit we live. From glory to glory. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.